Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hello, Smarty Pants. As you can hear, I'm rocketing through the cosmos in my state-of-the-art spacecraft, the USS Smarty Pants. Welcome aboard! Since we started smarting together, we've explored the far reaches of our solar system, visited the dwarf planet Pluto, as well as all the big gas giants. Come on, sound guy, we're not still doing that joke, are we?
Sorry. Couldn't help it. Won't happen again.
Anyway, we've also met Venus and Mars and dodged a few asteroids along the way. Today, though, we're not venturing very far. In fact, I don't even need the USS Smarty Pants.
Losing the spacecraft.
Nope. Today, I just need my car.
Cueing car.
Because today, we'll be looking at Mother Earth.
Who, me?
Yep, you, Mother Earth. While it's fun to visit other planets, Earth will always be our home sweet home in the universe.
Well, maybe not always, but I should be good for another 1.5 billion years.
Great. Now, the first question I have is, why is Earth called Earth?
What are you saying, narrator? Is Earth too basic a name for you? Sorry, it's not a cool name like Jupiter, Saturn, or Uranus.
Hey.
Sorry, it's like a reflex.
No, I'm not saying Earth is too basic a name, but it is different than the other planets. Smarty Pants, do you remember what the planets are named after? Is it A, exotic plants and flowers? B, Greek and Roman gods and goddesses? Or C, ancient Egyptian rulers? If you said B, you're right. The planets are named after Greek and Roman gods and goddesses.
Every planet, that is, except me.
Exactly. So, Smarty Pants, do you know where the name Earth comes from? Is it A, an Arabic word meaning beauty? B, a Chinese word meaning life? Or C, a Germanic word meaning the ground? The answer is C.
I get it. All the other planets get named after all-powerful gods and goddesses, but I'm named after mud. Not that I'm complaining. My dirt and soil is magical. I can grow plants and trees that provide oxygen and food to feed humans and animals. Ooh. Well, I won't feel bad about being named after my magical dirt.
Nor should you. In fact, Earth shouldn't feel bad about anything, because it is indeed a magical place in the universe. But, Smarty Pants, just how much do you know about your fascinating home planet? How was Earth formed, and what is it actually made of? What part of it is as hot as our sun? And why are Earth's days actually getting longer? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun. But who's smarted?
Smarty Pants, no doubt you know that Earth is unique. In our own solar system, Earth is the only planet with oceans. and as far as we know, the only planet that supports life. This has a lot to do with where the Earth is located in the solar system. Smarty Pants, do you remember what we call the area near the sun that's not too hot to evaporate all our water, but not too cold to freeze it? Is it A, the habitable zone, B, the life zone, or C, the twilight zone? Go ahead and shout out your answers.
That's right, Smarty Pants. The reason I have liquid water covering 70% of my surface is because I live in the habitable zone. Ooh. I could spend an entire episode telling you all about this perfect spot for life.
Actually, we've already done an episode on the habitable zone. Smarty Pants, if you haven't listened to it already, I recommend you check it out later.
Oh, I see. You already talked about the habitable zone without me. It looks like you don't need dear old Mother Earth, do you?
Mom! I mean, Mother Earth! Of course we need you! We wouldn't be here without you. Trust me, you're the most important planet in the whole universe. And even though humans have lived on Earth for a long, long time, scientists are still learning more about you every day.
Aw, you're so sweet. But you're wrong.
You're not the most important planet?
No, that's right. It's the part where you said humans have been on Earth for a long, long time.
Oh.
Face it, trusty narrator. Humans are a pretty new part of my history. To put it in perspective, let's shrink time and say I was born yesterday, exactly 24 hours ago. Based on that, how long ago do you think humans appeared?
What an interesting question. Smarty Pants, what do you think? Maybe 12 hours ago? 4 hours ago? An hour ago? 45 minutes? 30 minutes? The length of an episode of Who Smarted?
Nope. Try 34 seconds.
34 seconds? That's how long it takes me to eat a slice of pizza.
Nom 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 nom.
Like I said, humans really are newcomers. In actual time, humans first appeared 1.8 million years ago, which sounds like a lot until you consider the Earth, aka me, has been around for more than 4.5 billion with a B years. So please forgive me if I'm still getting used to y'all.
Yeah, humans can be a little much. What was that?
Satellites.
Huh?
Y'all keep launching satellites into space to buzz around me, taking pictures, studying weather, helping you go online, watch TV, and talk with friends.
Whoa.
Less than 70 years ago, 0 satellites. Now there's thousands of them. And I hear there's plans to launch at least 30,000 more in the next 10 years. But of course that doesn't bother me. I mean, you humans like to have insects buzzing around your heads, right?
Whoops, sorry.
Look at me, Ma! Look at me!
Speaking of satellites...
Over here, Ma! Look at me! I'm glowing!
I know, dear. You reflect the sun at me almost every night.
Hey, that's the moon!
Yep, my firstborn. Funny you should call it the moon, as if it's the only one. I mean, every planet in our solar system except Mercury and Venus has them. And every other moon gets a fancy name like Phobos, Ganymede, or Titan. My moon is just called the moon. A lot of thought went into that name, huh? Also, I'm the only major planet in the solar system with just one moon, which I guess is a good thing. I can only imagine a second moon would just be called Moon 2.
Hey, Ma! Over here! Look at me! Look at me!
I gotta say, a moon can be pretty exhausting. It keeps tugging at me all day, changing my ocean tides and whatnot.
Look at me!
It's also slowing me down. I don't spin like I used to.
Really?
It's true. You know how a day is about 24 hours now? Can you guess how long it was when I was first created about 4.5 billion years ago?
Smarty Pants, what do you think? How long was a typical Earth day then? 20 hours, 12 hours, or 6 hours?
Honey, it was 6 hours long. The young me could twirl like an Olympic figure skater. But then something happened.
Kablooey!
I got hit by a massive rock, and a chunk of me came out. And that became this moon. It's been circling around me ever since, and as its gravity pulls on me and creates ocean tides, it slows me down. Not that you'd notice. It took about 620 million years for my day to increase from 22 to 24 hours. It's going to take several million more to add just a minute or two, but I'm definitely slowing down.
Ma, you're not looking. Look at me.
I see you. You're really hard to miss, dear. You're the fifth largest moon in the solar system and about a quarter of my size. No other major planet has a moon that close to its own size. Narrator, have you done an episode on the moon yet?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
And that's when we learned that the moon contains a lot of the same material as the Earth, which is why scientists believe the moon came from you.
Uh-huh. We're both rocky spheres, though I'm not perfectly round. I actually bulge a little bit at my equator, though not enough for you to notice. Compared to the gas giants. Oh my, was that you?
No, just a recycled joke.
It'll always be funny.
Like I was saying, compared to planets like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, I'm pretty small. But I'm actually the largest of the rocky terrestrial planets, bigger than Mars, Venus, and Mercury. You know, the planets closest to the sun. Oh, and speaking of the sun, when the solar system formed from hot swirling gas and dust, eventually I cooled. But not all of me. There's a part that remains as hot as the sun.
Whoa.
Wow, Smarty Pants, do you know what part that is? No, not Florida. The answer after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. And now, back to Who Smarted.
Brrr. Ugh. Smarty Pants, you hear that cold wind? There are some places on Earth that are brutally cold, where you'll need more than just a coat and mittens to survive the elements. One such spot has temperatures lower than minus 133 degrees Fahrenheit, or 92 degrees below zero Celsius. It's a continent known for its snow and ice. That's right, Antarctica. But what about the other end of the thermometer? Where are some of the Earth's hottest temperatures? If you said the desert, you're right. The Death Valley Desert in the United States is home to the highest surface temperature ever recorded, a whopping 134 degrees Fahrenheit, or 56.7 degrees Celsius. But that's not Earth's hottest spot, not by a long shot.
Huh?
So what is?
You're standing on it. Everyone is. That's because my hottest part is my center.
You see, the Earth is made up of 4 main layers. The top layer is the crust. That's where you and I live, and it contains everything from mountains to oceans. Beneath that is a thick layer of molten rock called the mantle. Go farther down, and you'll reach a hot, liquid layer that's mostly made up of the metals iron and nickel. This is called the outer core. Then, at the center of the Earth, is a solid, blazing hot ball of nickel and iron called the inner core. Remember, I said the hottest temperature recorded on Earth is 134 degrees Fahrenheit? Well, the temperature at the Earth's inner core is believed to be about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which also happens to be the temperature on the surface of the sun.
Whoa. Oh my, you wouldn't want a vacation there. Better to stay on the surface, where my atmosphere of mostly nitrogen and oxygen provides the perfect temperature for all my creatures, including people. Though with all your trash and pollution, you're not taking very good care of me.
You're right. We shouldn't harm our planet, because there's nothing else like it. Scientists have found more than 5,000 planets outside our solar system, and so far, they haven't found one perfect for life, like Earth. Our home is unique, and it's the only one we have.
So clean your room, clean your planet, and always listen to your mother, Earth. Is someone crying?
It's not me.
Sorry. I love you, Mom.
A super shout-out to Hillel in Etkins Park, Pennsylvania. We're so glad you love listening to Who Smarted while building with Lego bricks in your room. And that your teacher lets you listen as part of science class in school. What better places to smart than that? This episode, The Earth, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Charlotte Cohn, Gia Davis, Adam Tex Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Hey there, it's Trusty. And you know I love sitting at home, listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.